One. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. With who?
With
who?
With the guy who played James Bond.
No. Who is it a cup of coffee with?
Thompson.
That's right. You're a little out of practice because we've been working hard on our new radio show, Bedtime Stories. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're reading... What are we reading?
I think we're reading The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Charles Dickens.
No, Charles Dickens wrote The Tale of Two Cities. Robinson Crusoe is by Daniel Defoe. But we also read, what other book did we read?
I think we also read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
What did you think of that book?
It was awesome, but why did we just forget about doing all that stuff? We just forget about reading all the other chapters in The Man of the Iron Mask.
Oh, that's the book we're going to do next. Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So what do you think of these stories so far? Like, have you noticed anything interesting about any of these stories? Or can you tell us what the story of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea is?
I don't think I remember them.
You don't remember anything. You don't remember anything about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 18 chapters and you don't remember anything.
I remembered the ending when Captain Nemo's heart against the human race.
Captain Nemo what?
Captain Nemo against the human race, I would say.
Captain Nemo against the human race. Why would you say that?
Because that's what it says in the story!
Well, not exactly. Not really. He just doesn't want to set foot on land anymore. But some humans he helped. He helped those people in Cyprus, the Greeks, the diver and everything.
Yeah.
And he certainly was upset when any of his crewmen got hurt or killed.
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like he's against the whole human race.
Yeah. Well, I just forget.
So, what do you think of Robinson Crusoe?
It's awesome.
What's it about?
I thought Robinson Crusoe was made by Charles Dickens. But A Tale of Two Cities was made by Daniel Defoe. Wouldn't that be crazy, Dad?
That would be exactly backwards.
Really? I think really it would be backwards. So don't you think we should do something and talk about something on this Kakai with Thompson?
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about the solar system and about its planets. About the planets that circle the big dwarf, yellow dwarf star, the sun. That's what I want to talk about.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. What's your favorite planet?
My favorite planet is I think it's Pluto.
But Pluto might not be a planet. They're still fighting over whether it's a planet or a, what is it, a dwarf planet or a
dwarf planet
or some kind of object, like extrasolar object.
A dwarf planet. Don't you know it's a dwarf planet?
And that's your favorite one?
Yeah. The dwarf planet of Pluto. Because there's actually 8 planets that circle the sun. Pluto was considered as the 9th planet. Did you know that?
I did know that, but I'm glad you brought it up. Because you certainly know your solar system.
I got all this idea at on guess what? There's not just no moons, which Mercury, no. Let me talk about the moons that circle the planets. Mercury, no moons. Venus, no moons. Earth, one moon, which is the moon. I will say. Mm-hmm. And on Mars, there's two moons that circle it.
There's two moons on Mars? Are you kidding?
No, there's two moons that are circling Mars.
I didn't know Mars had a moon.
Mars had two moons that are circling. But I know what... do you know any of their names? Do you know any of their names?
No, I don't know. I didn't even know Mars had a moon. I didn't know that was... Well, we may have to look that up.
But Jupiter has tons of moons. It has like 60.
Yeah.
Like, it has 60 moons. But the only moons I remember of on Jupiter are the Galilean moons. Did you know that?
What are the Galilean moons?
Mama's favorite Galilean moon is Europa.
Oh, all right. Well, this morning I'm drinking... Wait a second. This morning I'm drinking Capricorn Coffee's Mocha Java from San Francisco, California. I got a little clover stirnet, a half and half with it. And it's delicious. Recommend it. Also having some organic light brown sugar. Product of Paraguay. Muchas gracias, Paraguay. Special shout outs time. Anybody to say hello to you, Thompson?
No, actually, it's not show's time yet. I need to explain more.
Well, we're out of time, I'm afraid. Wait, can we talk about it on the next show?
Can I make a super long show?
We could do a two-parter next time.
Please, let me explain.
It's time to say goodbye.
But don't forget Gabby, me, Callisto, and Io.
All right.
And Gabby's the biggest one.
All right. Everybody love everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.